Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elijah Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Choir Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. If you have any question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day you've made and created and how you have blessed us on this day. We thank you for blessing us to assemble together, and we give invitation for your spirit to be with us. Now, Lord, we need you right now to deal with us in our hearts, Lord, with your truth. In the name of Jesus, open eyes, open stopped-up ears, Lord God. Touch and restore in the name of Jesus. Give revelation knowledge of your word. Give understanding of your word as well. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. This is titled tonight, the ending to this section of Renouncing Mormonism. This is more like a maybe final word, mentioning a couple of things here. I want to, if you have your Bibles, the first thing I want to mention and talk about, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and this is, like I said, this message tonight is a closing to this part of the series. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm going to read verses 39 to verse 41. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 39 to verse 41, it said, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the moon, of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. Amen. Now, the reason why I came to this part of scripture first is because as we've been looking at in this series of what the Mormons teach and believe concerning the coming, the resurrection, the judgment, and we come to understand that they believe and there is, well, approximately, you wouldn't say four, but definitely they agree in what is called, what is three kingdoms. That and they talk about how man is destined to be in one of those three kingdoms. And it lists the kingdom as celestial, terrestrial, and telestial. They throw in a fourth destination that they call outer darkness, the closest they want to say, you know, dealing with hell. I come to this scripture here because this is one of the places where they get their so-called, now when they talk about these three specific kingdoms, it is real, is called the three kingdoms of glory. Sometimes it's called the 3 degrees of glory. And they got it from here, okay? Now, once again, they said there is three tiers of heaven, the celestial kingdom, the terrestrial kingdom, and a telestial kingdom. Now, what you're looking at here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when it mentions celestial and terrestrial, it is talking about bodies, okay? Not kingdoms. Amen. Celestial body means heavenly, and terrestrial means earthly. And this is one of the places that the Mormons get their so-called three kingdoms of destination from. Now, if you were to read this whole chapter by yourself, it doesn't specifically even conversate about kingdom. So your question would be, how do they get celestial, terrestrial, and celestial kingdom out of this? Well, you don't, people. Well, you don't. And this is how a lot of people are captured and entangled in some stuff that is not of God. Because when you look at what they claim they got out of this with the three kingdoms, you see nothing, especially in the verse that we read, okay? It mentioned in verse 24, then come at the end when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God, okay? But actually, the whole chapter is not centered on the kingdom. It's dealing with the resurrection. That's the big majority subject of this chapter is about, okay? Still, you do not get nothing about three kingdoms in this chapter. You don't get nothing about no three kingdoms in the chapter. Satan is using man to just come up with some stuff and trying to get the scriptures to witness to it. And some of this stuff is so far off, just like what we're talking about now. This three kingdom stuff is so far off, it ain't even, it's not funny, it's pitiful. But they have gotten a lot of people with this stuff. Well, why is that, Brother Nate? Because people, many people do not get into the Word of God for themselves. I've seen some people, they just go along with anything you say. Amen. They just go along with anything you say. Amen. Some of them take these shortcuts. They would get to a point where that they won't study the Word of God, but keep running to you and want to get what you say, and that's what they run with. Okay. But these same people, if you ever was wrong, they the same ones to bash. Amen. Hallelujah. There is nothing about no three kingdoms here in this chapter. Not even within no verses we read. There's nothing about no celestial, terrestrial, and celestial kingdom. Okay? Amen. It's either going to be the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the devil. Now, there's the kingdoms of the world, which is being ran by the devil. But soon, the time going to come, we see from the Word of God that the kingdoms of this world is going to become the kingdom of our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you get nothing of some three kingdoms out of this. You're not going to get none of some three kingdoms out of this, people. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to another part of the Bible that they use. Let's go to John chapter 14. And see, people, as I said before, this is why it is very important that you study the Word. They came up with the three kingdoms. If you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you see nothing of the sort, even hinting as such of being the three kingdoms of glory, or the 3 degrees of glory. You don't see no hint of that. Now, in John chapter 14, I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. John chapter 14, reading verse 1 and 2. And the Word said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You know, Jesus is saying that to his people today. You know that? He tells us that. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Sometimes our hearts are so troubled, people, that we can't relax. Many of us can't sleep. You know, some of us now is taking sleeping pills, doctor's prescription just to sleep, because we're so troubled. Well, the sleeping pills is not going to overall solve the problem. Hallelujah. Now, he goes on in verse 2, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now, the first thing we want to notice is he said, in my Father's house. That word house is spelled singular. He didn't say in my Father's houses. Amen. In my Father's house, which is also referred to as the kingdom, not kingdoms of God, but the kingdom of God. Singular, okay? So he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, the word mansion here, and I think this is the only time this word show up, especially in the New Testament, I think in the Bible as well. The word mansion, the original Greek word there is mone. And mone means a staying, that is a residence, the act or the place. So the Lord was saying that in his Father's house, there's many places, many dwellings to stay. In other words, Jesus let you know there's plenty of room for all, to hold all. Now, is all going to go to heaven? No. But he got plenty of room. In other words, you know, it's just like, for example, when we looked at about hell. Okay? But the Bible says hell is never full. I mean, and then we saw Isaiah say hell has enlarged her mouth. Okay? Well, guess what? Heaven is not going to get so full to a point where no one else can come in. Okay? So when he said in my Father's house is many mansions, he was not talking about kingdoms. And when I read to you how that in these kingdoms, they'll say, well, one gets to enjoy the Father and the Son, I think the terrestrial kingdom, you will enjoy the presence of the Father but not the Son, and all this stuff, people. Lord, have mercy. So he said, in my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places, places of residence, okay? Amen. And then the next question comes, well, who was Jesus talking to in this John chapter 14 when he made the remark? Well, of course, when you look at it, John chapter 14, hallelujah. He was talking to his disciples, okay? The mansions or the dwelling places that is prepared for the people is prepared for his followers. Not for just anyone. There is no sinner who can be living in sin in this lifetime, reject Christ, die in his sins, and still be given the opportunity in the afterlife to go into the kingdom. You understand that? Hallelujah. Verse 3, John 14. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And would I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And see, this is verse 5 when Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we know the way? Jesus was conversing with his disciples. wasn't going to the center, man. In my father's house on many matches. He wasn't talking to the center man. He wasn't talking to those who was not his disciples or his servants. Amen. So the mansions is not just for anybody. It is for followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what it's for, people. But it's sad to say you got many pulpits that has been telling people, you know, hey, the Lord loves you and you're going to heaven. Now, this can be some of the same people who just refuses to accept Christ and continue on to live their own style, own lifestyle. Amen. Jesus is talking to his servants. Okay? Those that is going to serve the Lord the life he wants them to live. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, people. And you have the Mormons say that these are dealing with the kingdom. But it's not. Because these say my father's house. In my houses are many mansions. He said, in my father's house are many mansions. House is singular. In his house he got places you can dwell. Amen. Now, I want to read to you a scripture out of the record of Nephi here, Enos chapter 1, Enos chapter 1. I think this is going to be Enos chapter 1, verse 2. I'm going to start at verse 1, Enos chapter 1. Verse 1 says, behold, it came to pass that I, Enos, knowing my father, that he was a just man, for he taught me in his language, and also in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and blessed be the name of my God for it. Now, this Enos, who was a servant of the Lord, his father was a just man. And his father taught him nurture and admonition of the Lord. Okay? Amen. For you daddies out there, that's part of your job. Okay? To teach them the admonition of the Lord. You know, it's like we're teaching our children more how to shoot a gun, how to hustle. But we're short on other things. And we're reaping it even in this nation where we have not taught our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The greatest majority of your households do not even have Bible study in the home. Amen. So you say, how is the kids learning? Some of them go to Sunday school on Sundays, and, you know, that's about it. But see, not only do we come to church to learn the word, but we're supposed to have studies at home, people. Amen. Enos chapter, I say Enos chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Let me make a correction. Enos chapter 1, verse 27. I want to read verse 27, not verse 2, verse 27. Enos chapter 1, verse 27. And the word of God says, in his testify, said, I soon go to the place of my rest, which is with my Redeemer. Amen? Hallelujah. For I know that in him I shall rest, and I rejoice in the day when my mortal shall put on immortality and shall stand before him. Then shall I see his face with pleasure, and he will come, and he will say to me, come unto me, ye blessed. There is a place prepared for you in a mansion of my Father. Not come unto me, you sinner man, or not come unto me, you wicked person. No. Hallelujah. There's a place prepared for you in the mansion. See, as I told you before, these mansions is prepared for the servants of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I know that you got some out there just telling some of everybody that, hey, everybody's going to heaven, but that's not true, people. This is not true. And see, I read to you, this is what Enos said the Lord is going to say to him. Come unto me, ye blessed, there's a place prepared for you. Amen. The Lord God is going to speak his voice, use his voice. He's going to speak to his people, and he's going to say, come unto me, ye blessed, there's a place prepared for you. Amen. Jesus let me know, say, I told you I was going to prepare a place for you, and I did. Amen. But see, once again, just not know anybody gets into the place. See, we're letting people think that they can live any kind of way. And once again, still make it unto the Lord. Because when you look at it, in a sense, that's what the Mormons teach you, with the exception of one they said that had perfect knowledge of Christ and rejected deity would go into outer darkness. But the others, including the sinner that didn't repent, you know, go to the afterlife and still have a chance. Amen. Now, let's look at one more scripture. I want to read from the book of Ether 12. Book of Ether. Ether chapter 12. And I'm going to read verses 32, 37. Amen. And this is the word of God says here. It says, and I also remember, amen, and I also remember that thou hast said that thou hast prepared a house for man. Yea, even among the mansions of thy father, in the which man might have a more excellent hope. Wherefore man must hope, or he cannot receive an inheritance in the place which thou hast prepared. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Servant of the Lord said here, I believe it was Moroni, he said, and I also remember. See, we got to keep in mind what the Lord Jesus has spoken unto us in his word. And I believe that many times we get into trouble when we forget it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he goes on saying, again, I remember that thou hast said that thou hast loved the world, even unto the laying down of thy life for the world. Amen. That thou mightest take it again to prepare a place for the children of men. And now I know that this love which thou hast had for the children of men is charity. Wherefore, except men shall have charity, they cannot inherit that place which thou hast prepared in the mansions of thy father. See, here is a witness that not just anybody is going to inherit that place that Christ spoke of in John chapter 14. Now, in many churches, they're given the impression that anybody's going to inherit it, but no. So those that have charity, what is charity? It's the love of God. So Jesus did his part and went in preparing the mansion, the place. Amen. He did that. Now you have to be in a place to inherit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherefore, I know that by this thing which thou hast said, that if the Gentiles have not charity because of our weakness, that thou wilt prove them and take away their talent, yea, even that which they have received, and give it to them which shall have more abundantly. And it's come to pass that I prayed unto the Lord that he would give unto the Gentiles grace, that they might have charity. And it came to pass that the Lord said unto me, if they have not charity, it mattereth not unto thee, thou hast been faithful. Wherefore, thy garments shall be made clean. And because thou hast seen thy weakness, thou shalt be made strong, even unto the sitting down in the place which I prepared in the mansions of my Father. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord Jesus tonight for his word. Just wanted to give a brief word there to close this out. Amen. To let you know that where they were coming with John 14, 1 Corinthians 15 is not proof of no three kingdoms, okay? It's not proof at all, amen? Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessed word of the Lord today. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We praise you, we lift you up, we glorify you because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I thank God for a blessed word. I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. I will be back tomorrow with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement. Once again, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.